Speaking with Sherrard School District Superintendent Alvin Boucher, and CDC guidance was released last week, and then information disseminated to local schools from the Illinois Department of Public Health. And the big question remains, what does should mean as it relates to wearing masks as students and staff return to school next month? So what does should mean, and how will the Sherrard School District interpret that?
Right, and we don't know how the word should is going to be interpreted. The Illinois Department of Public Health says that masks should be worn indoors by all individuals age 2 and older who are not fully vaccinated. Well, that would be for our staff and our students, and I would say about 85% of our staff has been vaccinated. I would say, at least the last I knew, I would guesstimate around 10% of our students 12 and up have been vaccinated. And of course, none of our students under 12 have been vaccinated because the vaccination hasn't been approved by the CDC. And so we don't know what should is. I'm sure we'll have lots of meetings and hear from our attorneys, and there'll be a lot of state level meetings with the Illinois State Superintendent, and we'll just have to finally, and I don't know if they're going to allow school districts to decide what it means. And, of course, we're going to continue to socially distance the kids as much as possible. And we're going to continue doing proper hand washing and proper cleaning. And, you know, so we're going to try to be proactive, and we're going to monitor. We no longer have to do daily screenings for the students or staff. And so that will save some time. And we're not planning on having an hour late start again this next year. I do think that athletics and all extracurricular activities will return to normal, you know, normal schedules and have playoffs and that sort of thing. And I don't think there will be any restrictions on how many people can attend athletic events. But if we have an outbreak of some sort, or this Delta variant really takes hold in our student body, well, then we're going to have to come up with plan B again, just like everyone else is going to. But I guess we'll just have to hope that more people will be vaccinated, that the variant will not take hold in our area, and that we can have a somewhat normal school year.
Do you anticipate more specific guidance being handed down from the state as students return to school, or do you think this is it?
Well, hopefully they'll give us more. Last year, we were really pushing the state to give us guidance on all this stuff, and they were slow in coming forth with that information, and they're doing the same thing this year. And we were glad to get this little tidbit last week, but I think they don't know what to do, because, you know, you have large urban districts and you have small rural districts, and it's hard to get a one size fits all plan of action. And I think they're realizing that. And also there are different philosophies on how you should, how it should be handled. You know, some people think we should be very conservative with our approach, and others think we should, you know, let families choose for themselves and everything in between. And so the problem is, I don't think they can agree among themselves at the state level. So therefore they don't come out with guidance. And, you know, like some of the city schools, they're starting here at the 1st of August. We're starting on August 10th. And so time's a-wasting, and we're down to a month. And so we have to get these plans made. But I think the good news is, unlike last year where we had all kinds of restrictions, I think this year we'll have few restrictions. But the ones we do have will have to be, you know, carefully followed, because we do not want an outbreak in our school district.
And when you try to interpret should wear a mask if you're not vaccinated, that almost sounds like, well, that we're leaving it up to the local school, and then the local school would probably leave that up maybe to the local parent. But then I guess the caveat in all this, if there is an outbreak, I would assume that would result in some mitigations by the local school.
Yeah, if there was an outbreak, then we're going to have to go back to quarantining, especially those who don't have the vaccine. Right now, those who have the vaccine they have amnesty. They don't have to be quarantined, even if they have close contact with a person who's positive. But, of course, everyone who's unvaccinated will have to still be quarantined for 7 to 10 days, and we might have to do a lot of that. Last year, I think our record last year was when one kid came to school positive, then 41 kids had to be quarantined. Now, most of the time it's far less than that. I think an average was 3 or 4 kids. In fact, sometimes it's 0, depending on the circumstance. But if there's an outbreak, you know, this could be back to quarantine again. And then that makes it harder on everyone, because then the parents have to miss work, the kids have to learn remotely, and then the teachers have to keep up with them. And it just becomes a big hassle for everyone involved. And so the best thing to do is to get vaccinated and to maintain social distance, wash your hands, and then just hope for the best. And last year, I think that we went to school all year last year with an hour late start. And we never experienced an outbreak, thankfully. And we were always being vigilant in case one did show up, that we would go to Plan B, but we didn't have to go to Plan B, and we're thankful for that. And so we're just hoping for that same good luck this year.
But then not only that mitigation about quarantine, but also I would assume that if you would have an outbreak, you would have to consider requiring masks for a while, I'm assuming, or not?
Well, I'm sure that would be on the table, yes. Yeah, that would absolutely, because I think they found that wearing a mask really does keep the numbers low. And I mean, even think, you know, I didn't have a cold all of last year. And I think that's mainly because I was wearing a mask a lot of the time. And so I think that wearing a mask is effective. And if we have high numbers, or if this starts to get out of control, we're going to have to, you know, seriously consider that. But I guess we'll have to just wait and see. And then we'll also hear from the state. Hopefully they'll give us more guidance and tell us what that word should means on a local level.
And the school board at Girard will take up that issue on your next meeting, July 21st?
Yes, we'll continue talking about it every single month. And we of course, probably won't have a final plan by July 21st, only because there's not enough information available for us to make decisions. But certainly we have to have a plan in place by the first day of school, and we'll keep working on it. The principals all returned today to school, and so we're going to meet this week, and that'll be right at the top of the agenda, is what are we going to do about this upcoming school year?
And then getting back to the issue of, you know, those individuals that are not vaccinated, they should wear, terminology again, should wear masks. But I know we were talking a little bit off the air that, you know, then how do you administer that in terms of oversight? And that's the big issue in all this, in terms of, you know, determining the vaccine status, who has it, who doesn't have it, how do you document that, how do you police that, I guess. That's going to be a big issue for all of these local school districts, I'm assuming.
Right, because when the kids are passing in the hallways and 300 kids need to have their masks on, but 200 don't need to have their masks on, how in the world is the staff going to know who's vaccinated, who's not, who should have their mask on, who shouldn't? And I think, you know, a lot of the kids and staff members, they're tired of wearing a mask. They don't want to wear a mask anymore. And I think now in Illinois, you don't have to. And so very few people are wearing masks now. So now if all of a sudden you have to start wearing one, well, if you're not in the mood to do it, you might try to get out of it. And then it's just going to be so hard to police. Now it'll be easier at the elementary schools, because right now everyone, you know, all the students have to wear a mask. But at the junior, senior high, even Matherville, that's going to be a problem enforcing.
Just to quickly change direction, do you have a timeline yet? I know this is your last school year as superintendent. You're retiring at the end of the school year. Is there a timeline on getting the replacement on board yet?
Yes, we've been working with the Illinois Association of School Boards to find a replacement. And we've conducted surveys and staff interviews. And we've now they're going to come out with a brochure to publicize the position throughout the state. And in the coming days, superintendents will be invited to apply for the position. They'll be screened and they'll be interviewed. And then this fall, the hope is to have a final candidate chosen, certainly by Christmas time. And then that way, you know, that person can start learning about the district and getting ready to make the move and assume the position next July.
That's Girard Superintendent Alan Boucher joining us on WRMJ.